Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your Labor Day weekend celebration of wet labor, drugging, warring, jailing, killing. Oh, let's see. We've got to shift those systems of labor, hey? Anyway, this is Labor Day, and we're workingfamilies.org. Check them out and think about the labor of the future that we're going to be talking about, where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness. Bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Well, yeah, we've got some darkness to dispel, that is for sure. And just wanted to let you know we have Andy Miller's back on the program today, and he's in a move right now. But his background was computers and legislative bodies of different kinds of government policies and systems. So he's here to help us get some better, more grounded, I guess, ideas on how to bring we the people back to the government, back to we the people. So how can we do that,
yeah,
Andy?
Yeah, the trick is for working families to be able to barbecue hot dogs this weekend, not for the government to be able to barbecue working families.
That was good. That was quite
dark
good.
Humor.
The government really, it really is frying the families.
Well,
you know,
as awful as our government is, a lot of people in their zeal to decry the government forget that business is no better.
Well, don't they own the government? Isn't that the problem? Corporations for profit.
It's kind of a battle. We're trying to take it back. It's kind of a battle.
Oh, it's kind
and not
of.
All businesses are bad.
It's all out. Go ahead.
All hands on deck. It's not every business is bad by nature. Businesses with a long-term view understand that what's profitable is often humane. It's businesses with the want to grab it now mentality that are the problem.
Or how about the
smart,
ones
long-term
that
businesses
are profiting from war? I mean, the warring, the resource extraction via war, where, like, even my mom, you know, all the military background I have, my family's cousins, aunt, you name it. Anyway, and think, you know, before she died, she was like, don't bomb Iraq. We have to go in with bomber planes with food and clothing and computers and sports equipment and teachers. What a concept.
What my idea was to drop easy chairs, VCRs, stereos, and air conditioners.
Yeah, they would have given
it. I think the reason why there's so much conflict in the Middle
East
is it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
They would just,
the brains
you
are
know,
fine.
Come on, what have we done? It's just the wrong way to do business or make friends. Aren't we supposed to love one another? And forgiveness, what's that about, huh? Aren't we?
Well, a lot of people get caught on a wagon train and they forget. They end up riding the 15th wagon of the train and they forget how the train started.
That's for sure.
It's really only the responsibility of a few heads of things to drive the trains. A lot of people go along for the ride because they don't know any better, or they don't know an alternative, or they've gotten accustomed to it. The vast majority of people would just as soon do something else if given another opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. If they that's what the Heart and Soul Community Service idea with basic guaranteed income and single payer for people to relax, you know, get to house the homeless and get on to building an individual and more co-ops, you know, more apprentice business programs. Everyone has health care. And everyone at least has a basic guaranteed income to some sort of tied to at least a few hours somewhere, some community, heart and soul services that is for the evolution of our species and planet. So you were going to talk about how to ground that.
When you're promoting a guaranteed income, you're up against what you would call a mind program, what I would call entrenched modes of thinking that have convinced a variety of people that it's not fair for you to get income for, quote, not doing anything, unquote, while they had a struggle for theirs. That's the paradigm, the thinking paradigm you're up against challenging, and it's fairly strong. And when you talk about single payer, the implication is government run, and there's another group of propaganda that says nothing that's government run is good because we say so. And so they've developed this individualistic mode that says, by definition, things that are run by private companies must be better than government, although it's not substantiated. But that's the kind of thought you're running up against. There's a lot of people who've been convinced that anything that guarantees income is bad.
Well, let's just stop there. We'll get the next point in a second. I just want to, you know, have a retort there on that, you know, mind control concept, because I hear it a lot too. And I believe that all these Republicans, some Democrats too, obviously, I mean, when they talk about this, they do it like this battle, right, with the concepts you're talking about. But at the same time, they leave out that our government happens to be in, only 1,000 now, I guess, military bases in, 156 countries. They forget our military is our government. Let's see, isn't it mainly our government? Now, let's see, you can sign up for those government services with single payer in over 1,000, I mean, at least 900, maybe more now. Someone said 1,000 military installations or bases. So I'm keep going now. Now, isn't that government? So if we're going to stop government, shouldn't we stop the arm, you know, keep the local people should not be applying for more armed force services. We have enough of that government.
You wouldn't dare say that. You would.
I say it all the time.
Imagine this. Imagine that if you got on the radio or TV and you told people that their military service provided socialized medicine and socialized welfare programs, they wouldn't believe you. How could that be? It's our government. But in fact, the U.S. military provides some of the most socialized programs available. It's just inherent to the system. And it's hard for people who are dyed-in-the-wool individualists to swallow that. They don't believe you. I don't believe you. Yeah, and they don't get
the concept, like in Michael Moore's movie, you know, Where to Invade Next, all those government policies,
okay,
right?
This is about two things. The first thing it's about is people's lack of ability or willingness to think. And the
education.
Second thing you pointed out.
You know, yeah, exactly.
It's not just educating facts. Anyone can learn facts. Teaching how to think.
Critical thinking,
how to differentiate between critical thinking, right. How to not just accept anything on its face without questioning it. And a lot of people you and I know don't take the time or question anything. They take a source, they trust it, they fed it, they retort the source back. And I've heard those sources of information too. I know what they're saying. I just take it with a couple of truckloads of salt. The second thing you pointed out is there seems to be a resistance. I hate to use the word paradigm. There's a resistance by people to accept, a majority of people I know tend to resist accepting what they're not familiar with or what is outside of their experience range. And what can happen is the resistance can grow stronger over time. So when you think you're pressing an argument that's valid with someone who's resisting, they're actually between you is building a bigger resistance. So it's not. Mm-hmm. It's also how the message is communicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you start down the resistance path, you got to back off, or it's just going to get worse.
What you resist persists, hey?
What you resist persists, and if you keep resisting it, it persists even more.
Yeah, that's what Mother Teresa said. I'm not anti-anything. I'm pro-peace. You know, pro-green maybe, pro-enlightenment.
That's why I tell people.
Pro-heart and soul community services. Pro. We have to get people refocused on, you know, heart and soul level community services. We're going into massive robotic warfare with AI chips and chemtrails to kill off the rest of us that don't comply. I mean, it's really...
You know what I tell people? I tell people I'm pro-choice and pro-life.
Yeah.
I tell people I know very few people are anti-life.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people that are anti-abortion but pro-war. Now, that is such an oxymoron. I can't wrap my head
around. Back in the 70s, when the Equal Rights Amendment was around, there was sort of a backlash to it because the feminists at that time were not as open-minded as they are now, and so there was sort of a resentment building. My mom used to say, I'm not for the Equal Rights Amendment. I'm not for equal rights for women. I'm for equal rights for everybody, because she thought that was discriminatory to say equal rights for one group. And it was kind of a brain game. It was to make you think about what she was saying, to make you stop and think about what she was saying was, when you single out groups, you create the problem you're trying to solve.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all about the way we think. It's about the way we think and the way we talk.
You know what? They're supposed to be part of a communist manifesto, and I don't know the author. Maybe you know it, where they're talking about if you can divide the family, and that's where the feminist, I guess, movement really started, was to get the women out of the house, to get them to pay more taxes for the elite, and at the same time take the children at a young age and program them, you know. And they're saying that for a while that was Common Core. It was, you know, school-to-prison programming, blah, 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 false histories, you know, that Koch brothers, I guess, had a lot of say over actual structures.
You know what I found out about the Koch brothers?
Anyway.
You know what I found out about the Koch brothers?
What?
They actually fund important cancer research in hospitals in the Northeast. Did you know that? They did something
well,
good.
Well, the sad thing is,
a lot of
that's
money.
Chemotherapy, and a lot of the chemotherapy I totally disagree with, because, you know, if you go to Truth Out, everyone, go to Truth Out about cancer. Truth Out about cancer.
Don't worry, but cancer isn't going to be all
pharmacogenic. There's too many alternative healing modalities, including medical hypnosis.
Don't worry about cancer.
That's just not okay. That means they're tied to Monsanto. That means they're tied to Bayer, too. You know what Bayer did? Bayer and BASF in Germany were the ones that actually helped Hitler build Auschwitz. They helped build the military-industrial complex,
okay.
Big Pharma.
Do you want to dwell in the dark? Do you want to dwell in the dark, or you want to dwell in the light?
No, you got to be aware of the dark so that you reprogram people to go to the light and not go to the dark because of the programs, you know? Like what church? Really, right now, we're evolving human beings. I mean, what church on earth, really? Except maybe the satanic temple ones. And I don't know why they're growing. That's insane, too. It's creepy. Why aren't they the enemy or should be? What? Anyway, you think about it, and it's like, what is happening with these churches and spiritual groups that anyone would allow their children to sign up for more armed force training? You know, I mean, like, it's totally going robotic, high-tech, total biochemical, medical, nuclear insanity, and churches are saying, yeah, we're Christian, or, you know, even Muslims, nonviolence. I mean, wait a minute, and the Jewish people, they're allowing it too? What? Baha'is? Yeah. I mean, what? Go ahead.
Do you want to see real-world change?
Good change, loving light change, healing green.
If you really want to see it, then it behooves you to understand the mindset of the people you talked about.
Yeah.
Because they populate your world.
Yes, so keep going. What's your ideas? How do we,
answer your own question.
Reprogram the masses without mass media help and new job creations in every community, new community coalitions with the new holistic chamber of commerces that all work together to develop art and social community services, enlightenment cities, the military bases. Maybe.
I think your thinking of reprogramming is wrong. I think what you seek is already there. You just haven't figured out how to tap into what's already there.
Okay, go ahead. How? What's your ideas? What's coming up?
Understand the people you talked about. Understand. You answered your first question is, why do people join churches that fund arms? I suggest you go get an answer to that.
It's old programs for defense.
But you have to understand why.
Fear-based media defense programs that keep people in fear and coping. You know, you go through the history of drugs, big pharma, and you go to the history of, what else, drug wars.
What are these people afraid of?
They're afraid of invasion, but they're causing it. Look at white supremacist movement. Look what's going on. Civil war. Again.
Well, it's been a historical truth. It's been a historical truth that people in fear of A usually create A, but that's not important. Now, what I'm trying to get to is you're dealing with people who are easily afraid and easily preyed on by their fears. So you can decide whether you want to be another fear prayer just like the rest of them or whether you want to pray to their positive. And you have to understand why people are afraid of terrorists and they're afraid of the enemy. When you understand that, you can work on providing them alternatives. They're taught at a very early age there's an enemy. And I have to be truthful, at a certain level, I myself cannot see totally eradicating the military because there's a few psychopaths out there I just don't get. They're not going to change. But I can see greatly reducing it.
But just think like about the cell phones, internet, and language apps, and the communication you could call them love and light, you know, or heart-centered. If they're paid, you know, to be of community services, to grow heart and soul, they could be trained.
The lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, who's getting a bomb dropped on his head, is saying, your heart and love and light forms are great, but it's not going to stop this bomb from being dropped on my head.
Well, at the same time, how do you start to stop it is by starting it at a heart and soul level, individual responsibility, grow up, and education, and new job. Education, new job,
now,
and new program.
I want to tell you.
Media mind, people for the mass media.
Some of the individualist credo that Republicans use is you got to be responsible. It's an excuse. You got to be responsible for yourself. It's an excuse not to have a social covenant of other people. That line of reasoning has been used to foment to divide and conquer. Personal responsibility. I grew up learning personal responsibility. I made my money. I don't got to give it to nobody. I kept taking care of my health. That's all been personally responsible.
Yeah, that's been used that way. You're right. But not at a soul level. That's where the heart and soul level has to come, the soul. I guess the soul work really is becoming more and more and more critical for evolving consciousness.
All right, if you went to a meeting and there was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force there and he was in between his tactical plan in the morning and his flight training in the evening, how would you describe the soul level to him?
The soul level.
This is a guy whose soul level doesn't make any sense.
I guess I would have to say that, you know, as far as the soul level goes, it's that if we had heart and soul community services for our military to provide with language apps to co-create these new evolving interconnected cities of and communities, small communities of enlightenment, peace, green.
And how is that going to stop? How is that going to stop Kim Jong Un in North Korea from lobbing an intercontinental ballistic missile over Hawaii?
Well, you know that's the game. That's just a war game. They could take him out from 200 miles up if they wanted. No kidding. It's just a war game to keep.
So
that
you're advocating violence. You're advocating the same thing that you're railing against.
No, I'm just saying that if they wanted to. And so there's all these other ways. Like, I believe that the women and children in South Korea could actually overtake the women and children in North Korea. and worldwide. I mean, that's what internets and cell phones and language apps are for.
Let's assume for the moment that you're correct and they don't get blown up by the so many thousand artillery shells that we rain down on them. How would you get all those women and children to do it?
You know, part of it is job creation, you know, new money for new jobs, right? And tied to healthcare, that's obvious. You know, so in that respect, but at the same time, there's International Cities of Peace will help. You can go online, everyone, internationalcitiesofpeace.org, internationalcitiesofpeace.org. The United Nations should be kicking butt on this and help, too. All the churches and all the spiritual groups should be helping, okay, and especially
I guess Hollywood
is such a bummer piss.
I was raised to breast back.
But anyway, we'll skip that one. Let's go to CompassionCities.org. Have you looked at all the information on CompassionCities.org lately? Fabulous. So we're here. The coolest, Annie, I don't know if I told you this. The U.S. Department of Arts and Culture. That ties to humanitiesteam.org, humanitiesteam.org, theshiftnetwork.org, theshiftnetwork.org. You know, all these evolving, incredible groups are already out there that could be used with that act. Hey, did you check out that activistpost.com? Is that a troll or is it, I don't know, is it safe? I mean, they seem to have
At a glance, it looked for real.
And the groups, you know, there's the network right there to go the in-between of the language of, you know, divine government and ascension meditation, new programs, to straight out new government, you know, policies written by the manuals. Everyone, you can download manuals. We should not be waiting for any of our actual embedded Congress people at this point to make changes in their their ties to the old paradigm. Say it nicely. Anyway, you want to go online, every single electoral office. This is why people that are coming forward, that are evolving with the computer networking skills, the webinars, the Zoom webinars, and, you know, Facebook, all of it, you know, we can use it one way or the other for good or bad. And without getting our heart and souls involved, we are screwed. That means when you go to arts and multicultural arts, like the U.S. Department of Arts and Culture, you're actually getting involved at a heart and soul community service level again. So you're using, you know, we're coming together to build this new civilization where, you know, as community, you can say, hey, you guys can do sports, you know? You guys can all friggin' do sports. If you're into violence, find a violent sport. We're not in it. We're done, you know? That's where the women, children, churches, and all these spiritual groups should be coming together, you know, in Compassion Cities and what have you, for the new focus on the new, all these new projects and services in every community that are needed. The massive infrastructure, the light rails, the, what are those, hydro loops or maglev trains or whatever? I mean, UFOs.
It's called Hyperloop.
Yeah. Come on. What are we doing? We have so much to do. And the recycling, my God. I mean, how many are, I mean, we need all of our militaries worldwide, all of them, you know, to start cleaning up the ocean, man, and the air, and the water, and not frack anymore. We have, you know, massive renewable green energy projects everywhere. And plus, we really need to get going on our clean air, clean and new waterway systems, obviously, right? I mean, come on. There is so, I mean, we need our armies to put down, all of them worldwide, to put down the thought forms of killing and the drug wars and jailing and beating the crap out of people and torture and all this crap, you know, that just causes more and more karmic hurt, pain, suffering, more war, more guns, more violence, more foster care, more juvies, more, what's the other biggie in there? Foster care, juvies, and jails, you know, mass incarceration. We don't need it, you know. There's only a few jails we need, you know, for the few that don't want to change and never would change and, you know, are, you know, really heinous crimes So anyway, the rest, they can all be healed. And, you know, I mean, everyone's starting to learn energy, so it's kind of like, you know, I mean, here it is, at 5 years old, my grandson was watching, you know, people treat his autistic sister, my granddaughter, in a certain way, right? And he looked at one of them and just like, that is inappropriate behavior. You know, he's only five. Come on. The kids are evolving. Wake up. You know, we have to evolve and get people to understand energies, you know, because everything's energy, right? Oneness, quantum physics. So how does soul tie into, heart and soul tie into quantum physics, right? And universal, 12 basic universal laws. Look them up online. 12 basic universal laws. They tie exactly, totally to quantum physics, Nassim Hariem's resonance project programs. It's all proven. Come on, come on, come on, people. It just hurts me that we are not getting to the soul level, because that's the individual soul purpose, which is always divine and creative, and it's tied to your heart. That's where the new evolving species and communities will thrive individually and collectively with love, love, light, energies of thoughts, feelings, and actions. So how do you get that? Getting it grounded into the download of the...
Step one,
electoral office and get the ordinances, referendums, house bills, house resolutions, all of it ourselves, and move it online through the activists, post.com, and all the others, churches and programs, and blah, 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 to bring back the government. What do you think? To the people, for the people.
Understand your own pain and then understand their pain.
I do.
I don't know if you understand your own. And many of the people around you are disappointed and on guard against further disappointment. They've been disappointed in their lives. And some things that sound too good to be true usually are. So you need to present your ideas to them in a way that doesn't sound too good to be true. Or you'll just appear as a snake oil salesman like everyone else in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like SSDI, right? I see so many people that copped out, that's what I call it, really, to SSDI, because they really didn't fit, you know, in anything that was being presented to them or in ways that it was being presented. So again, they want, people need connection. That's what the gangs are about. They need connection. Everyone, you know, man's not an island, woman either. So everyone needs connection. They need love, and they need support, and they need connection.
So you think that supplemental security is a cop-out for many people, a dropping out of reality?
No, maybe to an extent, but at the same time, I think that it is a, for some people, you know, not all, I'm saying some used it so they could have a little space to, but at the same time, a lot of them are, they should not be suffering. They should not be in fear. The way the finance, I mean, it's like this constant struggle to be less than. I found out so many of them. There's no purity there. Equity.
You seem to be giving
no equity
sense.
of their truth of their goodness. I guess. Go ahead.
You seem to be giving a mixed signal. You want guaranteed income, but you don't want people to avail themselves of assistance programs. So I'm confused.
Yeah, it's. I think there it is. It's in the intention, thought forms, intentions. Of it's like when people go to parties to get high on drugs. Somehow the drugs got in there. And the truth is, all drug highs are totally free. You can access altered states, you can jump into light bodies, you can go backwards or forwards in time. You learn to use your soul internet. It's intergalactic. It's way beyond any drugs. And the intention to get high, the intention and thought form of planning to go to a party, to play, to be, to let go, and take the drug. It was the intention that got you one way or the other. But then there's a lot of openings to doors that are, tricky. There's a lot of karma can be tied to all that. So, but all drug highs are free. You have God within you. We're all made in the image of God. So I'm just saying that these people that I've known that are saying they're mentally or physically, handicapped, so to speak, excuse me, they are not less than. They are not less than some, white supremacists. There you go. I mean, they're not. I mean, they're just, how do I get that? Does that make sense? You can't,
Your statement is clear that we are all worthwhile people with unique gifts that we give, but I don't get how it ties to social programs. Unless you believe social programs keep people down, I've heard that said.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Even the foster care system, instead of healing families and individuals and then giving them jobs at their soul level, they have all these really punitive programs that divide, conquer, make more fear and more post-traumatic stress for children, families, bam. I mean, just like compounds it. And then they drug and label the babies at two. And then there's all these street drug use, and Big Pharma shooting kids up till how many drugs are they, 30 or, I don't know, in the vaccinations, how much crap are they putting into them before they have to have all these drugs before they're allowed to go to school. Do you know what that does to the creativity and the less than ego, I mean their self-esteem? They're already less than. They got to have all these drugs and rely on Big Pharma, or they're going to die, or they're being programmed. Really seriously programmed. I talked to an educator, a principal, really lovely woman, and she just said, just let people know the worst thing they can do to a child is to label them and drug them. The worst. So how many people in foster care are drugged? Pretty much all of them. How much do the school systems get per kid for having them on drugs? $5,000 per kid in cities, $10,000 per kid to make sure they're on drugs? I mean, and then there's this bizarre, nuance of, but if you party, there's street drugs. It's all these weird coping skills that I'm just saying we, the people, have to become responsible for, that we set up the coping with drugs, guns, violence, guns. I mean, they teach more young kids about violence and violent video games and killing people and using guns and drugs than they teach them on how to use their own God within powers, their own eternal energies of massive intergalactic internet sourcing. I mean, all-knowing past lives, future times, travel. I mean, jumping in Merkabas or orbs and traveling to other galaxies. I mean, we have so much that the drugs and this warring and drugs and warring has just cut off, It just cut off so many people. And then a lot of the people, they kind of spend their whole life going, I've got so much money for my coupon for my food stamps, but maybe next month I won't have it, and then I will have. I mean, poverty is stressful enough. And to these people that have already, succumbed to this lower level of not good enough programming that they're mentally or physically unfit. You're unfit. For what? For what? Who decided who's insane and who isn't? I mean, in 1975, I worked in one of the state mental institutes. Actually, it's damaged where One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was actually filmed. But anyway, I was like, I wouldn't even leave a dog in here, much less a human being that I supposedly loved. I would put them in here, and all the people were totally reactive to horrible, horrible, I mean, really, and bizarre, different kinds of sexual, mental, physical abuse, all of them. You know, I mean, they were just reacting the best they could. And freaked. And the more they got freaked out, then the more the people got freaked out, and then the more they, it's insane. I mean, really, we've just made an insane population with drugging mental, especially mental. You know, Dr. Bregan, I think I mentioned him last on the last call, BREGGIN.com, BREGGIN.com. And Andrew Wakefield, and who's the other one? MAD, MADNIN, America.org. Those are really important. And Mike Papantonio, Ring of Fire, and Joe Kennedy the
Third. Sam Cedar has been running his show lately.
Oh, really? Why? Because Papantonio and Joe. What? You know?
And Kenny Jr., doesn't he have cancer? He's been busy. Health challenges.
I don't know.
It was Robert Kennedy Jr., not.
Yeah. It's Joe. I'm thinking Joe Kennedy the Third is usually on Ring of Fire, too. And he's supposed to be in charge now, which is really a cool move of vaccinations, which he doesn't agree in. And we'll just go through that real quick. Think about that. You know, a lot of these things started out with good intentions. I'm not trying to negate all the people that are, you know, associated with those systems of drugging and warring and jailing and foster care and juvie and jails and all that. It's just that they started at one level and just got way worse and more corrupted and strange and more bizarre, and it's not working. You know, it's not working. You know, it's just like the studies on all the different people on the Prozacs and Zolofts and these antipsychotics are, you know, and other people, you know, saying, oh, take LSD, take all these drugs, you know, to get high, same thing, bullshit, sorry. I saw some people end up in the mental institute, too freaked out other people around them. The change was too dramatic, too fast, the energy, and they got, the repercussions were long time, really nasty, long time. It's much better to teach meditation and soul activation processing and inner guidance light work than mess around with the psychedelics right now, especially who the energies around them, and also to the big pharma for mental health care. It's really critical people understand that. All the different, you can do this, look up the studies on, there's 50 different pharmaceuticals. And how many children are on pharmaceuticals now for mental disorders? And where'd they really come from? I mean, we can heal the root cause of 99.9% of mental disorders. So with natural healing modalities, methods, love, you know, medical hypnosis, soul therapies, you know, what have you. So this is, it's really wrong what we're doing. It's really, really, really bad. It's wrong. It's just sad. And I saw all these different people related to these different drugs that block the serotonin and what have you. And the side effects are suicide and homicide. Oh, there you go. How many veterans a day are being drugged? When they could be using, you know, medical hypnosis, healing moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. It even has a medical insurance code, okay? Medical hypnosis has an insurance code for alternative healing along with Tai Chi and, I mean, acupuncture and what's the other one? Doesn't really have shiatsu in there, but it does have some licensed massage training programs. So, anyway, for moderate to severe psychiatric disorders, but do they integrate it? No. Why? Because big pharma and the street drugs warlords. That's those programs. You know, we're responsible. We've got to, you know, create new education, job creation programs.
Or get jobs in the ER where you can run intervention.
No, the ER, you can't. I've done some where it's under single payer, but if you've got insurance companies involved already, the fright tenfold goes into someone that's coming into ER or, you know, even to is afraid to go and get medical assistance because of, you know, cost of insurance or, and then the timing, all the different, you know, that's why please everyone go to fixithealth.org, fixithealth.org, fixithealth.org. Please get involved with that video, share it, make it go viral so we can get universal health care so, you know, poor people are allowed to actually travel state to state and other places and actually have health care. Oh, we can't do that for poor people, right? Want to stress them out, kill them, you know, let them die.
The latest gambit is to allow companies to sell health care across state lines, which means you can have even fewer companies with even bigger monopolies.
Well, like I said, you know, if our VA system, even as limited as it has been, but, you know, 1,000 military bases in 1,000 countries, I mean, surely we can handle a single payer here. I mean, how many nations? What are we down to in healthcare? I mean, go to fixithealth.org. You'll see the businesses and why, and the nurses. Why don't people listen to nurses and the doctors? Why aren't they listening? They want single payer healthcare because it cuts out the bureaucracy and the paperwork and the stress related to, you know, profiteering off of people's hurt and pain and suffering. Really? Okay, again, and the vaccination farms, do people realize that in 2009, before my mom died, we're watching, I'm pretty sure it was 60 Minutes, you probably still grab the episode, and or maybe it was 2020 at that time. You have to check. But anyway, Kathleen Sebelius was president. Maybe it was 2008. No, it must have been. Well, it was 2008 or 9. Anyway, Kathleen Sebelius at that time was president of our Department of Health and Human Services, okay? DHS, supposedly. And what happens is they took her in, it's all videoed, to show what happened to DHS. And Big Pharma. Big Pharma. Okay, the vaccination farms are insane. So the video showed her looking at this mirage almost, like it, those just real spacey kind of see-through plexiglass, you know, high sci-fi almost looking rooms, and that was the head office of DHS. had turned to vaccination farms, okay? And I know at one point, yeah, the vaccination farms had a good mission statement, right, and good thought forms. However, you know, to supply, package, ship, blah, 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 and people don't realize that vaccinations really started before we had clean water, clean air. I'm sorry. They started before we had sanitation. That's it. Sorry. Now we don't have clean water, clean air. Okay. But, and so they think, oh, we have to have vaccinations. Well, anyway, vaccinations, the actual chemical vaccination started before we had sanitation, soap and water, hot running water, soap, scrub brushes, showers, bathtubs, right? And refrigeration, you know, so you can go online. This is really important. So you can go online, everybody, and look up the importance of having vertical farms, you know, permaculture, smart farms, and permaculture gardens, community gardens, and edible landscaping crews, massive crews all over the world that are totally devoted to growing fruits, vegetables, you know, hydroponics too, and, you know, different edible flowers, all the edible herbs, all of them, you know, all of them are good. And edible flowers too for different essential oils, hemp farms and what have you, we need. But anyway, you look up online, natural herbal healing for bacterial infections. Go online, natural herbal healing for viral infections. Whoa, they're all there. So what in the H do we have to have these insane vaccination farms that use a lot of weird eggs with a lot of weird chemicals, with even more chemicals, and really disastrous and very strange shipping lanes and situations and shelf lives and creepy. You know, with all kinds of mercury and other kinds of additives that are, you know, to help preserve them, but aren't good for the human organs. And oh, but that helps with the organ transplant industry, right? So you can look that up too. Look up organ transplants. Oh, it's just insane what's happened with our biomedical, chemical, military industrial complex. You know, those systems have had their time, and it's really time to shift all those old systems. Yep, we can do it.
Ever the optimist, Lynn. Ever the optimist.
Pardon?
You're always the optimist.
Well, think about it.
I tend to be more skeptical.
If we could do all those things, even though they kind of went the wrong way, you know, even geoengineering, the chemtrails, the fracking, I mean, most all of them started, you know, by getting convinced, you know. I mean, even drones, massive drone warfare is coming. More AI, I don't want to be chipped. Where's the heart and soul? I mean, we have got to get to our heart and soul and God within each person, soul purpose, programs and jobs, and people let go of that God. They let go and go within, use their intergalactic internet, their inner light internet. We have got to move this forward quickly. We can't let heart and soul communities, services, get with single payer pass by while we're allowing more armed forces with single payer. We just have to hurry up. So how do we do it?
Well, Indivisible is doing one way of doing it, putting pressure on politicians.
So is it pressure or is it just education, enlightening them?
Maybe a bit of both.
But a lot of them are too stuck. I'm not saying they're just stuck. You know, they're maxed out themselves, a lot of them, in their old paradigms of belief systems or programs, you know. And so how do you, without mass media support, without encouraging our military and e-tech guys, instead of going into surveillance and drone warfare and more stress and more, you know, poisonous aerosols or whatever, chemtrails and geoengineering farming, why don't they give it up and help get involved with recreating, you know, the recycling and reprogramming vegetation and, you know, recreation of all the new services that are really needed. The military would love it. I mean, they really would love to be building real democracy, love, family-loving, cohesive family programs for people and communities that are, you know, interconnected with each other worldwide for the profit and the benefit of their own families and their own, because we're all connected, you know? That the ocean and lands, you know, the whole, it's just like, it's a big house. Red, yellow, black, and white unite. It's a house. This planet is just a house out in the universe. Think of it like that.
Who's the landlord?
as a landlord, well, we've had the wrong ones for a while, it's obvious. The divide, conquer, separate for the profit of the few, nah, that's not, it just doesn't work, and it's killing the planet, too. It's not right, you know? No, well, they make money and have their underground bases and, you know, enslave people for, you know, their materialistic and egomaniac kind of psychopathic, some of them, sociopathic, whatever, wants, desires, and programs that, you know, it's just, we can shift it all, but, you know, we have to come together to do it. And so what do you think? How to do it?
I think you've got a long road ahead of you.
How about us? You should say us.
Oh, not me. I'm going to wallow here in my skeptical disappointment and watch the dark roll in.
Are you really?
No, I'm just saying, you have to understand what you're up against here. A lot of entrenched thought.
Mm-hmm.
You had to convince people that what you say has merit and can come to pass.
Yeah. Well, we do. America's amazing. We have, you've seen what's happened with the flood, the Harvey flood. Well, you should see what's happening. We have these new community coalition applications forms for our county that we're developing, our own ordinances for, you know, our own Compassion Cities, so to speak, .org
you have
program.
Any community, do you have any ordinances for healthy healing centers?
Yes, they're starting to have health, and the opening to the mental health care wellness centers is opening. People are starting, you know, it's happening. They want, they're doing it through the U.S. Department of Arts and Culture more, in developing those programs that help people mentally too, but at the same time, they are looking at new mental health care facilities. And that's another where we have to come together and realize that we have all these tools, and self-help to, you know, different online and local hands-on healing. Like there's a program, all these transformational coaches that can be local or global at the same time. It's just awesome. So all these wellness centers can be developed where people go instead of jail and juvie and foster care. They can actually go there for healing. Yeah, and there's people looking at it, and they are working on it. There's new development in all the health and wellness community center ideas. It's happening. It really is, because they know. You know, I mean, people do know. We've gone the wrong direction with especially mental health care and the labeling and drugging. And it just got, you know, we have to put in new intentions with new focus. And that's why I said that this new community coalition with these new establishment of the, you know, programs for divine government and U.S. Department of, U.S. Department of Arts and Culture, but also to check that out. And then, you know, it's integrating all these different programs online with local and what, you know, government projects and programs that we can actually bring in, you know, the new local, interconnected local and global, loving, interconnected programs and communities. The Golden Age of Gaia, that's what we're supposed to be doing together.
Well, keep cracking on your job.
No, it's everyone's job. But we do have 22,000 501c3s in Oregon, and then all these small businesses that if they're not paying, if you go to fixithealth.org, they'll understand the smaller businesses that they wouldn't have to pay any health care, and people could move around with their health care because they already have it, and go, ooh, I want to work with animals today. Oh, no, I want to work with these different animals today. No, I want to work with water, clean air, recycling. No, I want to do the big, you know, the big construction job. jobs. They're exciting, you know. No, I want to be part of. And they'll know. They'll know what is attractive at a heart and soul level that just goes, yeah, I want to help this. No, I want to help that. No, I want to help the homeless build tiny homes. I want to help, you know. They'll know, you know. I have so many people that just love growing stuff. It's like the new farmers, not the GMO mega groups, but, you know, there's enough population now to do more and more of these community-based and smaller organic farming programs, you know, that we really need. And people need it, too. And then Mother Nature needs it, and the people and kids and food sourcing. We all need it. So there's just a whole bunch to do to, you know, kind of acquiesce and then kind of transform our society into one that is working more in cooperation. And there's the youth, if they had their own basic guaranteed income, they could group up too with different art groups or music multicultural programs or, you know, landscaping crew programs or animals or, you know, retrofitting or, you know, making the new renewable energy, solar, wind program projects and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the cleanup of the ocean and recycling project, there's just so much to do. You know, the new roadways and bridges of the future. I mean, there's so much to do. I mean, there's plenty of work, you know. We just have to reprogram it out of warring and all the drugging and jailing and hurtful reactive behaviors that lead to more guns and violence and, you know, old paradigm programs. So, all right, we're about out of time. Much love to you. Andy, thank you so much for speaking up. And what would you like to... Andy's in the move of renegotiating his new public speaking program. So is there any contact information that you would like to, you know, have people contact you to work with you at the level?
My next month's in turmoil. Let me get back to you on that.
Hey, your whole life, the last 3 years have been in semi-turmoil, so I hope that it's getting settled out up there in Chicago. I don't know.
I'm enjoying the storm. I don't know. We've got jail reform. Our police just agreed to abide by a consent decree by the Department of Justice for police reform. There's some good things happening.
Yeah, if you get the women out there too, and you get these heart and soul community services, they'll flip everything. They'll help, you know, they'll help build the centers where people go for healing instead of, you know, I even had police want to take people to one of the Devereaux centers here because they didn't want to have people, the same people going back to jail, which wasn't healing them or helping really. It just made more trauma and drama and more, you know, more cost, more poverty, more stress, more blah, you know, more stress, more poverty. So it wasn't working. We have to shift. Okay, everyone, we're getting out of time here. And blessings to all on this Labor Day weekend. And really, please think about new education job creation programs in every community for the workingfamilies.org. Get in touch with them. Maybe the activistpost.com will help out with all this. We need help. MIT News Group, maybe they could help. CARE Stanford, they're online with social innovation programs. Maybe they'll help all this happen. But we need help. We've got to come together with community services, you know, with a basic guaranteed income. Heart and soul, community services, basic guaranteed income. We're single payer for all. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and hopefully we will be feeling the planet of light, and we will go out with planet of light. Think about it. Let's create it. Let's visualize to actualize and bring in the new divine government for the planet of light by Sarah Adams. Thank you. Planet of the light. Love and hugs to all. Thank you.